Blog Talk Radio. Daytona International Speedway. Daytona International Speedway. Redefined everything 30. 30-second stereo radio, HISC 0100.
The Daytona 500. It's the race that defines legends. And as the world's only motorsports stadium, Daytona International Speedway is the place that redefines what a race can be. You can experience it all and witness the next career-defining NASCAR moment at the Great American Race. But hurry, the 2016 race sold out, so don't miss out in 2017. The Daytona 500, Sunday, February 26th. Guarantee your seats at 1-800-PIT-SHOP or Daytona500.com.
Hey folks, Timothy Peters, driver of the number 17, Red Horse Racing, Toyota Tundra. You're listening to The Pit Stop with Tim Despain.
Live from Talladega, you're in The Pit Stop with Tim Despain and Stephen Wilson on the Speedway Digest Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, and your Apple Podcast.
I'm Tim Despain, alongside my good friend, CEO of SpeedwayDigest.com, Mr. Stephen Wilson. Stephen, how are you doing tonight, bud?
Man, I'm doing all right. Got a little bit of echo going on, but I'm sorry, everybody. I've got a little bit of technical issue, but how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Stephen. I know where the technical issue is. Hold on just a second. Let me hang this up right here, and it should sound a lot better now.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Stephen, we got a lot to talk about tonight. Reverend Joe can't make it, so let's go ahead and bring in my good friend from Coosa Valley Electric, my IT guy out there, Mr. John Thornton. He's going to do our invocation tonight. So let's bring John in, since Reverend Joe has a night off, and get everything going. Like I said, we're live from Dagan Nation. I'm Tim Spain, alongside of SpeedwayDigest.com, Mr. Stephen Wilson, and I'm trying to find my buttons. So hold on a minute, JT. Here we go, bud. I got you, bud. JT, how you doing tonight, bud?
I'm doing good. How are you, Tim?
I'm doing good, John. We had a little bit of technical difficulty there, and I'll go ahead and explain it. Stephen was jumping in, and for some reason, it wouldn't accept our host pin, so I jumped over to our backup. But we got you now, bud. We got you now.
All right. Whatever it takes. Stephen,
yes,
how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm making it through of it, so.
All right. Well, I'm honored to be on the show. I'm honored to be asked to speak a word of prayer to the Lord. And I just wanted to ask everybody, since there's some people out there listening, there's a young lady here in Talladega that's she's the wife of a good friend of mine. She's suffering from a a rare form of cancer. Just wanted to ask everybody out there to keep her, her name's Patty, keep her in your thoughts and prayers, and I'll be praying for her, and we'll be expecting good things from the Lord for her and her family. So if you will, all bow our heads here, and as we go to the Lord in prayer, ask a special blessing on this show. Father in heaven, we pray, Lord, today for safety over all of these drivers that drive these race cars that this show is dedicated to. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you've given to this radio show and to the people who are involved in it. I ask, Lord, that you keep them, Lord, that you teach them in your ways, all of us, Lord, that you guide us, that we will do things that are honorable to you, Lord, that this show will prosper and that they will give you all the honor and all the glory. I pray, Lord, for all of the people out there listening right now, Lord, that they will receive blessings from you and that they will also bless you in the things that they do and they say each and every day, Lord. We thank you for the sport of auto racing. It is a very enjoyable thing. It brings us lots of joy. And we pray, Lord, that not only the drivers, but everyone involved in those races, Lord, that you put a hedge of protection around them, keep them safe in all that they do. And I ask a special blessing on this show once again, Lord. I thank you for all these people. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen, Brother John. JT, great invocation. Thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on and fill in for Reverend Joe. I think Reverend Joe had some stuff going on tonight. John, if you'd like to talk about a little bit about what Limbaugh Chapel Church has going on, the times of services and Sunday school, you got the floor, bud.
All right. As a matter of fact, we're in Talladega. For anybody who's out there in Talladega listening, we have our Sunday morning services. We have Sunday school that starts at 9:45, and then the worship service starts on Sunday mornings at 10:30, and then we have services starting in the evenings on Sundays at 5:30 and 6:30 on Wednesday nights. And tomorrow night it's a Valentine's Day banquet that we're having there. So anybody in Talladega who wants to come out to Limbaugh Chapel, it's right there on it's one Limbaugh Chapel Lane, which is on New Lincoln Highway, right close to Coosa Valley Propane Company. You can see it from Coosa Valley Propane Company. Anybody out there who's within driving distance, please come on out and join us.
John, thank you very much. We really do appreciate you. I will have you a pot of coffee made in the morning because, you know, I get to the toilet about an hour before you do, but I will definitely make sure I got you a fresh pot of coffee in the morning.
You know, I always appreciate that.
John, you're very welcome. Thank you very much again, John. Tell Miss Sandra we said hello and happy Valentine's Day to you and you both.
All right. To y'all too. Y'all have a good show. Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, John.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
See you, bud. Good friend John Thornton there, IT guy at Coosa Valley Electric. I had forgot, Stephen, that Reverend Joe was going to be busy. And Suzanne said, did you even talk to John Thornton? I said, oh, gosh, let me call him. But anyway, all right, great invocation there from John Thornton, IT guy there at Coosa Valley Electric. He's really good. He takes care of me, takes care of everybody else out there, just like you take care of all your IT people. Stephen, we got a big show tonight. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we've got MRN Radio Zone, Mr. Kyle Rickey. Kyle hit me up earlier, said he's at a basketball game, but the cell phone signal is good, so he should be good. And I would like to apologize for what I said last weekend. We were supposed to have Tony Gibson on, crew chief of Kurt Busch, Stuart Haas Racing. He's not going to make it. They're still trying to get everything going. You know, Stephen, they're trying to get down there to Daytona for this big class deal going on this weekend. But just to let everybody know, the number to call in is 215-383-3681. I'm Tim Spain, alongside my good friend, SpeedwayDigest.com up in Richmond. And Stephen, before Kyle comes on, we've had a lot of news come out of NASCAR today, and probably one of the biggest ones is Aspen Dental. They expanded their partnership with Stuart Haas Racing and driver Danica Patrick after Nature's Bakery. I don't know the whole deal on that. I think there's some legality issues with that. I don't know the whole thing, but would you like to fill us in on what we do know about Nature's Bakery? I know they're not going to fill every sponsorship for her every race, but they jumped aboard to take up some more tracks. Am I correct?
Yeah. So a lot of this really has come around after the fact that just a few weeks ago, after media week at Charlotte, the Nature's Bakery filed a letter with Stuart Haas Racing, either attempting to significantly reduce or completely do away with all of their sponsorship and with the number 10 Stuart Haas Racing team driven by Danica Patrick in 2017. Now, what we do know at this point is that Nature's Bakery is saying that they feel that Danica Patrick didn't fulfill all her contractual agreements where promoting the company not only through social media but through other engagements that they had set forth. Stuart Haas Racing has countered that by also filing suit in the state of North Carolina by saying that she has done so. And not only that, we're also hearing that Nature's Bakery has not paid, as agreed, even some fees going back to 2016. So this kind of left, that number 10 team over there at Stuart Haas Racing with a lot of races here in 2017 that were due to be run by pretty much her, what would have been her primary sponsor in 2017 here. So Aspen Dental, who has been with that team in Stuart Haas Racing for quite some time, has stepped up and will be taking on a significant portion of those space that Nature's Bakery would have been on the car in 2017. Now, they will not be on every race that Nature's Bakery originally said that they were going to sponsor. I think it was somewhere around 17 to 19 events here this year.
But, I think you're right.
It's somewhere between 17 and 19 is what they were going to be a primary, and they would be a associate producer for other events throughout the year. But Aspen Dental is going to step up for quite a significant portion of those at this time. So we should see, including the Daytona 500, starting here in just about a week and a half at for the season opener. So, I mean, this is – something that's at least been able to lift their shoulders, weight off their shoulders over at Stewart Haas Racing.
And, Stephen, just to throw this out there, I just got a message from Kyle Ricky. Let me get with him, but I'm going to let you have the floor for just a minute. This is sort of like that deal with, oh gosh, my mind's done gone blank. What's his name? Never mind. Go ahead and go on with something. Let me get with Kyle.
All right. Well, you know, there's not only that has come out today. You know, we're really kicking off everything starting this weekend. The Clash at Daytona this weekend. You know, K&N series is starting this weekend, but let's start talking just a little bit about the K&N series. The K&N series this weekend at New Smyrna Speedway is going to kick off NASCAR Home Tracks series schedule for the E-Series. New Smyrna Speedway, first race of the season for those guys. A lot of teams going to be down there for that already. We're seeing some of the drivers, a few new names coming back into the series this year. A lot of rookies in there. We've seen some drivers such as Todd Gilliland, Colin Cowherd, and a lot of drivers over there at Rev Racing have started putting together some teams. Harrison Burton, Hunter Bays, and Tyler Dipple are also going to be part of this weekend. So, you know, K&N Series kicking that off this weekend. And trying to see who else. I mean, there's a lot of drivers already in this deal for this weekend there at New Smyrna Speedway.
Stephen, I know yeah. You're where I was trying to go. I was trying to go with that deal with Clint Bowyer, with Harry Scott Motorsports. That, with that deal with Danica. That's a little bit about like that deal there with Danica, correct, too? You know, Clint said that he never got paid what he was supposed to get paid also, correct?
Yeah, that was sort of at the end of the season where Harry Scott Motorsports came, that team over there, where they kind of closed up towards the end of the season, and after the season kind of folded up. You know, there were some things that came out where Bowyer and his team did come out and say where they had not been paid all of their, you know, fees throughout the years, including some race winnings and some sponsorship money that was due to them, but they had bought some sponsorship over from Peak and Fire Energy and a couple other sponsors throughout the season. So there was a little bit of that going on over there, but they quickly settled that out. I think within a matter of a week or 5 days, something like that, that was all settled out fairly quickly. But I mean, this looks like over it, from what we understand about this deal with Danica Patrick and the number 10 team over there with Nature's Bakery, this is several, even possibly tens of millions of dollars, because this was a 3-year deal that was just announced last year prior to Daytona. You know, 17 to 19 races is a primary sponsor, you know, to show up, you know, 3-4 weeks, not even prior to the Daytona 500, and say that you want to either roll this thing back or just get rid of it totally. That's a lot of money in play, and you know, considering there's also apparently money that's owed back from 2016 too. You know, they apparently missed some payments as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, right, Stephen. Yeah, good deal there, Stephen. Let's go ahead and bring on Motor Racing Networks, the voice of NASCAR. I think he's at a basketball game. He hit me up a while ago, but let's bring MRN's Mr. Kyle Ricky into the pit stop with Tim Spain and Steven Wilson.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Kyle, how you doing tonight, bud? Thanks for taking time out to come on. I know you had a basketball game. Who's winning?
I don't know. They're a little delayed getting the game started because of some pregame ceremonies with the seniors tonight. It is senior night, so the game's about to start here in just a moment.
Okay. Well, Cal, I know your time's limited, but again, thank you very much. And also, before we get started talking about NASCAR, Woody Kane wanted me to – I texted Woody a while ago. Woody wanted me to ask you, was you upset about the Disney prices going up? He wanted me to mess with you.
Well, I'm used to it. I go every year, and every year you pay a little more. It's something they've been doing since the 70s when I opened up. So I'm used to it, and I'm expecting it. That's all right.
Okay. Yeah. Woody wanted me to mess a little bit. Kyle, yeah, let's go and get everything going. You've had a short off season, like you and everybody do there at MRN. It's time to go to work again. We're going back to Daytona. And we've got this new format deal where we're going to split it up into three sections. I want to get your take on, which I understand why NASCAR is doing it. They're trying to give everybody a break to where TV can come in, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Kyle, and just change it up, you know, just to see and, you know, give the different points. I hadn't got my email brought up, Kyle, about the points. But can you talk a little bit about what your thoughts is on this new format that we're going to see at every racetrack in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series this year?
As of today, and we have yet to hit the racetrack, and this is only 2.5 weeks old, but I like it. I've always thought that something should be done to break the races up a little bit. You know, this isn't the 1970s anymore where it was a feat to just finish the 500 miles, you know, that was about endurance back in the day when NASCAR really started to take off. Now you see what, 3 or 4 engine failures a year, maybe. So I think it's a good thing. You know, we're going to see the drivers, like Denny Hamlin told us and Brad Keselowski told us on Media Tour last week, the drivers have to race all out all the time because those stages of the race pay points, you know, to the top 10. So you want to be in the top 10 to get those points toward the championship. And we know how this chase works when we get to Richmond in September, how valuable every point is, because we usually go with 20 drivers eligible to make the chase and only 16, you know, advance to chase contention in Chicago the next week. I'm excited to see how this works. And I think the Daytona 500 is going to be it's going to be the perfect race to try this new format, and obviously it's a format that we're going to use each week this year.
And also, Kyle, just real quick, you know, NASCAR announced, I don't remember when it was, they're going to put the teams on a 5-minute clock if you have a caution come out and if you have damage. And I've heard a lot of stuff on social media. I'm sure you have too. I'm sure you and Woody and Post, all y'all have talked about it. It's going to, like a place like Talladega and Daytona, you put somebody on a 5-minute clock, I mean, you know, they could really, if they had longer, they could get that car fixed, you know, as long as the track is here and down there at Daytona. If they don't get it fixed in 5 minutes, they could actually lose a lot of points. I mean, you know, back in the past, Kyle, you know, everybody's, you know, stayed in the garage ever how long, come out, and, you know, you might have the big one later in the race at Daytona or Talladega, and then that bunch that got in a small wreck before the big one, early in the race, they could actually come out and make up points, but it's not going to be that way anymore, is it, Kyle?
Yeah, that's correct. If you get in a crash, and again, this doesn't pertain to mechanical failure. If you break a transmission, have to go to the garage, you're allowed to change that transmission, and you get more than 5 minutes to work on the car on the pit lane. But if you're involved in a crash, like in Daytona or Talladega, I think the days of teams spending upwards of 25, 30, 40 minutes to get a car back together, to go out and make one lap to gain 2 or 3 positions for cars that can't get back on the racetrack, those days are over. And I understand why NASCAR did this. They don't want, and we've seen it in the last couple of years, cars going back on the racetrack, taped up, hoods flying off, fenders flying off, and potentially, you know, getting up and into the catch fence or, you know, into other cars. So, you know, if you suffer some minimal damage and you can fix the car on pit road in 5 minutes, which at Daytona or Talladega is about one caution lap, as you mentioned, then they're allowed to continue, and that clock will reset once you reach minimum speed. You have to reach minimum speed, and NASCAR sets that speed every weekend. It's usually a time. You have to be under a certain time for that to be met, or they're going to black flag you anyway. But once the car that is damaged reaches minimum speed, that clock is reset. If they can't get the minimum speed, then that clock is not reset, and they'll most likely have to go to the garage and will be out of the event. And I understand why they're doing it. It's mainly for safety.
Yeah, I will agree, Kyle. And, Kyle, my final question before I hand you over to Stephen. You know, everybody knows Stewart Haas Racing went to Fords this time. And Stephen and I, we were just talking about the Danica Patrick deal where Aspen Dental has come aboard where they're having the – sponsorship deal there, problems with Nature's Bakery. And we've got Clint Bowyer coming over, filling in for Tony Stewart. Do you think Stewart Haas Racing is going to come out of the stable wide open and doing really good, or do you think it's going to take them a little bit of time to acclimate to this Ford that they're going to, Kyle?
That's a good question. I think they'll be fine in Daytona. We've seen the last couple of years where the Fords have been so strong in Daytona, especially the Team Penske Fords with Brad and Joey. So I'm not really concerned about Stewart Haas Racing these next two weekends. Maybe in Atlanta. You always have that learning curve, I guess you could call it. Whenever you make a big change like what they're making, going from one manufacturer to another, I don't think it'll be a long learning curve if there is one. I think by the time we make that West Coast swing that they're going to be up to speed. You know, what these teams do and what they're capable of doing during the off season in the dynos and then in the wind tunnels, it's something that you couldn't do 10 or 20 years ago. But in the same token, it's not actual track time. So they're not really going to know what they learned during the off season until they get to the Atlanta Motor Speedway, the first non-restrictor plate race of the season here in a couple of weeks. I don't expect it to take long for them to get up to speed, and I'm, fairly certain that, that team will challenge for a championship this year. With who, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And, Kyle, like I said, that's my final question. I thank you very much for taking time to come out on the show, and take care of Posty and Woody Kane.
Oh, we're going to try. It's going to be a long 2 weeks, but it'll be fun in Daytona. I know Steve has a lot of short tracks that he's going to get to on some of those off nights, those quiet nights, and I'm going to try to tag along with him if he lets me.
There you go. And tell him to post food pictures on Twitter. I love seeing his food pictures.
Do you have to really tell him?
No, you don't.
I don't think so. Nah, that's
Kyle,
just natural.
It is. Kyle, thank you very much. And again, I'm going to throw you over to Stephen Wilson. And again, thank you very much for taking time to come out. And like I said, Woody Kane want me to mess with you about them prices and down there at Disney. I'll text Woody back here in a minute and said, Kyle told me that you're going to foot the bill next time it goes.
Absolutely. I thought that was what he promised last year. I swear he told me that.
I'll get him, Kyle.
There you go.
Thank you very much,
it.
Kyle.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm going to hand you over to SpeedwayDigest.com's Mr. Stephen Wilson up in Richmond. And I'm going to step aside, Stephen, take a break.
Sounds good.
Kyle, appreciate you taking time to come.
No problem. Anytime.
On this. How long do you think it will take before the first time that a leader, points leader, somebody leading going into the playoffs, a driver that has to make it in on either points or a position, crashes a car?
What was the question again?
Still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. It sounded like you were dropping out there for a minute. So the question was that if a driver is needing the points or leading the race, whereas a driver that is sitting there at the back of the pack somewhere that has to make it in, getting there close to Richmond, how long before we see the Drivers' Council come out and say that we need to start proposing a change to the 5-minute rule?
That's a good question. I think for now the 5-minute rule is It's going to, like Mike Helton says, it is what it is. And, you know, that's going to be tough because you know it's going to happen. And it'll probably happen this year. And there's a good chance it'll happen at Richmond because it is a short track. There's usually a lot that goes on there. You know, the Drivers' Council has had a lot of pull and a lot of say in what goes on in this sport. But, you know, that's going to be a tough one. You know, I think the drivers understand the meaning of the rule. And I think, a couple of the guys, especially if it affects them, will say something. But I think when they think about it bigger picture, that they're going to understand why that rule was implemented.
Yeah. I just wanted to get your thoughts on it because, you know, it's such a dynamic rule that I think we may see some tweaking of because at a place, you know, obviously at a place like Daytona and Talladega, you know, 5 minutes may not be long enough, but a place like Martinsville, 5 minutes is more than sufficient. So, you know, that's kind of, you know, why I bring that question up because, you know, 5 minutes is, you know, kind of across the board may not. And, you know, we found that in other roles, too, that sometimes, you know, a little bit of fluid into the role may help out. But, you know, we're going into Daytona this weekend, the first weekend back in NASCAR, Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. The Clash is back there in Daytona. And, you know, a lot of things have happened in the offseason. Greg Biffle isn't going to compete. Carl Edwards deciding to drop out of the 2017 season and retiring. So, you know, the field has shortened itself by just a little bit. Alex Bowman is going to be in the number 88 car, but, you know, Dale Jr. is going to be in the announcing booth. Give us your overall storylines for this weekend at Daytona and what you think is going to happen in the Clash.
This weekend's Clash will be interesting. You're right, it is a shorter field. I think there's 17 entries. It's going to be a bit of a test session for these teams, especially I think the Stewart Haas bunch, obviously going over to Ford's. They're going to probably utilize Team Penske because they've been so successful there these last 2 years at Daytona with Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano. Logano winning the 500 a couple of years ago. Brad so strong on restrictor play tracks. It's going to be interesting to see how the format plays out on Saturday night, which is the same as what we're used to, 25 and then 50 for the end. The last 3 years, it's looked like Saturday night heat racing, Saturday night features at your local short track. There's been more tore-up cars at the finish than cars that weren't in wrecks. And I think there's a good possibility, just the way the aero package is on these race cars at the bigger restrictor plate tracks, that we'll see that again on Saturday. Hopefully they wait to the end of the race because, you know, it's always a bummer, like what happened 2 years ago, to have the big wreck on lap 7 of a 75-lap event and only have 8 or 12 cars out there for the remainder of the event. It has potential to be wild, and, you know, Daniel Suarez in the race. You mentioned Carl Edwards stepping out, but Edwards has been allowed to, or Suarez has been allowed to race the car in the Clash on Saturday evening. So it'll be interesting to see how he does and get his first real taste in a Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series car. So Saturday night's going to be a fun race. It always is under the lights of Daytona to kick off the new season.
And my final question to you is that with this just building up this weekend with the Clash, you know, we have Daytona 500 qualifying today, pulling outside pole qualifying to set the dual fields on Thursday. How do you think that this will all play out given that the teams are part of a much larger organization in the Clash, and how much do they go back to the notebooks for those two events to set them up for the Daytona 500?
Oh, the Clash is going to be huge as far as setting the car up for Daytona, especially the Friday night practices. A lot of people don't put a lot of stock into those two practice sessions on Friday night, but they're some of the most intense practice sessions all year, I think. To see those cars out there for the first time, yeah, there's only 17 of them, but, you know, they're usually in the draft. They're usually 2 and 3 wide, and last year we got away without an incident, but the couple of years prior to that, we had some incidents on the racetrack, but it's teams testing for their Daytona 500 car. and getting a bit of a baseline to where they can begin practice on Saturday. There's a 3.5-hour practice on Saturday prior to the 500. And, yeah, the affiliated teams that aren't a part of the clash on Saturday night, you know, they have, I guess you could call it a team to lean on Friday night practice and into the Saturday night's clash. Those drivers and those teams that are in that event can kind of supply some information. Maybe not all of it, but a good chunk of that notebook will be shared, no doubt, to some of the teams that are affiliated. It's going to be a great weekend. You know, there's a lot of storylines going into this Daytona 500, and I think, you know, this weekend's going to set up a lot of those storylines even more going into the duel, which pay points for the first time in a long time this year. I think the first time since the 70s. That those events are going to award points, so that the first points of the new season will be awarded 3 days before the first race of the year. So it's going to be a fun speed week. I can't wait for it to get underway here in a couple of nights.
Well, Kyle, I appreciate you taking the time to come on here tonight. You guys have fun in your last few days before you got to get back to work here in Daytona and enjoy the clash and the pole and outside pole qualifying, the duels and everything that go on throughout ski weeks down there in Daytona and D.C.
Can't wait. It's going to be fun. Tune us in. We'll be there all week. It's going to be a good time.
Well, thanks a lot. You take care.
Cool. Thanks for having me. Bye.
Okay.
Hey, that was a yes. I'm back with you, bud. That was Kyle Ricci there, Motor Racing Network there, the voice of NASCAR. Kyle does a great job. Him and Woody Kane, the whole staff, Steve Post, Posty, I always call him Posty. Joe Moore, Winston Keller, they always do a great job. So just to let our listeners know, like I always do, I turn the TV on and I watch it. But I cut the volume down and I tune in to MRN Radio. So tune in to MRN Radio. They always do a great job of broadcasting, don't they, Steven?
Yeah, they really do. I do find their information, you know, very valuable a lot of times and throughout the weekends, being able to listen to some of the stuff. I don't always turn it off and listen to them, but there are times that I do.
Yeah. I do, too, because I just really enjoy listening, especially Moody. Dave Moody gets all hyped up sometimes. I just love listening. And Bagley. You can't leave Bagley out either. But the number to call in is 215.
I tell you what, you know, somebody needs to run up there and give Dave Moody, I don't know, you know, give him something to calm him down or something up there on the stand, because one of these days he's going to have a heart attack up there and fall off the fall off the tower, or somebody's going to find him falling off the Sunoco sign because he's been, talking about the wrecks out there, you know. I don't know.
Steven,
he does get a little animated.
You don't think he runs up on a lady at Darlington Raceway that claims that there's not a press box up there or nothing, do you? That might be what gets him all hyped up.
He potentially might. That possibly could happen, yes.
And listeners, that is a private joke. I'd rather leave it at that. But Stephen and I, Anne Marie and Suzanne, know exactly what I'm talking about. I was told by a certain security woman that there was no such thing as a press box where we were trying to get in the elevator. And Steven, I think you and I and all of us pointed over there. It says there was a sign, PRESSBOX, that way. And we were told there was not a press box up there. Am I correct?
Well, I was not standing there at that moment. I was not there. I had to miss that enrollment. If you remember, I missed the enjoyment. Y'all guys came coming back because I drove everybody out the infield, to make this a much quicker trip for everybody. And I was parking the car and saw you guys coming back across and to find out that there was no press box to be found.
The press box was lost. How do you lose a press box at Darlington Raceway? I've been trying to figure that one out. And then also, Stephen, once we made it to the press box, from MRN, Mr. Mike Bagley was on the roof of the press box, and I think it was either your wife, AM, or Suzanne come in and told us that this certain lady was trying to run MRN's Mike Bagley off the roof, saying he didn't have credentials to be up there. And then they started the engines and started making a lap, and he was fixing to go live broadcasting with like in 30 seconds, if I'm not mistaken. That was another deal.
Yeah, all on the same night. Within just, yeah, about 2 hours of one another or so. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not going to call the lady's name, and I'm not putting down Darlington Raceway, but I got a feeling she will not be there this time, or either she'll be parking cars, Stephen. I don't know, or she might be picking up trash. We're live from Dega Nation. I'm Tim Despain, alongside my good friend, CEO of SpeedwayDigest.com, Mr. Stephen Wilson. Let's take a short break, and we will be right back after these short messages.
Spring, a time of boundless promise. The winds of change fill the air as hope blossoms boldly on the branch. And NASCAR rumbles into town. Catch the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500, the Red Eye 250, and the Active Pest Control 200 at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Be here March 4th and 5th for the promise of a new season. Sunday tickets start at just $39, and all kids' tickets are just $10. Visit amsracetix.com.
Chilling. the bright lights of Vegas. The thrill of NASCAR. The fastest weekend of the season is heading back to the most exciting city in the world when the 2017 Cobalt 400 returns to Las Vegas March 10th through 12th. With NASCAR's top stars in Vegas. Reserve your weekend tickets now, 800-644-4444 or lvms.com. NASCAR in Vegas, the hands that can't lose.
We're back live from Dagan Nation on this Valentine's Day, Tuesday night. I'm Tim Despain, alongside my good friend, CEO of SpeedwayDigest.com up there in Richmond. Steven, I'm going to give a big shout-out to Kyle Rickey. For coming on, and we'll give a big shout out to him. Thank you very much. I want to give a big shout out to John Thorpe for coming on and doing our invocation. And I know we've got some more breaking news that we were getting into, Steven. You got anywhere you want to start before we read off the weekend schedule, radio times and TV times? I know I've got this brought up. I don't know if I mentioned it. NHRA star Courtney Force is named the honorary pace car driver for the advanced auto parts class. I'm sure you got that email.
Yeah, I did see that. They're loaded a lot of things for the next couple of weeks. I mean, it's going to be really, really fun to see some of the stuff going on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just like when I come in, I told Susanna, I said, my email list is really blowed up. And just to let everybody, all of our listeners know, yeah, NHRA star Courtney Force was named honorary pace car driver for the advanced auto parts class. And, you know, our good friend Stan Creekmore, he's big in the NHRA, very big. Courtney Force, a lot of our listeners might not know this, Stephen. Courtney Force, she's the winningest female funny car drag racer in national hot rod history. And that's pretty awesome, too.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. But then again, I don't really know too much about drag racing as a whole. I know they drive down the track a quarter mile in about 4 seconds flat at 300 plus miles an hour and do it all over again. It looks fun, but I don't really know that much about it.
Yeah, I know, Stephen. I mean, I'm trying to get into it, but I know, you know, you're about all about turning left. I'm all about NASCAR, the three upper tier series, the ARCA racing series. But, Stephen, I think we also got a press release from Atlanta Motor Speedway. Television star Ty Pennington is going to serve as Grand Marshal for the 2017 Those of Honor Quick Trip 500 also. Did you get that? We'd like to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so Ty Pennington, anybody that hasn't been watching things like TV in the last couple of years, Ty Pennington, who is actually an Atlanta native, is going to come back. And he has been working on things like home makeover, extreme makeover and things like that. He's also been a host on Food Network's American Diner Revival, a ton of shows here in the last couple of years, but he's going to come back to Atlanta Motors. He's going to come to Atlanta Motor Speedway and be the Grand Marshal down there for the Balls of Honor Quick Trip 500. And are you guys going to make it this year?
No. And the reason I'm not, I wanted to go this would have been our third or fourth year, but we're going to go out. It's the same weekend as Grant Lynch puts on the Wild Game Cook-Off here at Talladega Super Speedway. Suzanne wants to skip Atlanta this time. We're going to go out and enjoy ourselves at Talladega Super Speedway there. Need a lot of Wild Game stuff, so we're going to go cover that rather than the Foes of Honor Quick Trip 500. But we do have on Tuesday night the 28th, at 7:45 Eastern Time, we do have Mr. Ed Clark. Ed's coming on, president of Atlanta Motor Speedway. He is coming on, and you mentioned you might not be able to make it. So if you can't, we got this, bud. Don't you worry about it. But
Ed Clark is coming on. This is going to be – I think we went to the past three, Stephen. I can't remember, but it's going to be our first year missing the Foes of Honor Quick Trip 500. But Suzanne wants to go to the Wild Game Cook-Off. Grant and them put on a big show out there at Talladega Super Speedway. They open up the Cup Garage. They normally have 40 to sometimes 50 cooking teams. They come from all over the Southeast, Stephen. And what they do, they have the doors down, you know, where your normal car would come in from out going into the garage, and right down the middle, they have this big, it's like a big silent auction. They auction off Auburn stuff, Alabama stuff, Wild Game stuff, and you can sign up to win stuff. There are people walking around with shotguns and all, and you sign up, pay this and this, and you could also win this, but it's awesome what Grant is big in the Alabama Wildlife Federation. And you can walk through there and you can see all the stuff that these people cook. And Stephen, they have people come in with these, I know you've seen these big catering trailers, but they'll back up there with a big catering trailer. And then you might walk two or three stalls down, and here's Tim Despain with a small Weber grill cooking his stuff. I mean, it's just... There's all walks of life that come out there and do that. But yeah, to answer your question, I didn't answer it three times. We're gonna go cover the Wild Game Cook-Off, and Suzanne and I will be sending you pictures and everything for you to post on the site and all that kind of stuff. But that's our plans. And I don't really know what our next race is. I told you I wanted to go to Texas. I don't know. I got to get with Donald Hall. I would like to go to Texas, but I got to check my schedule and all that kind of stuff. I know, Stephen, while I got you, I know April 8th, I think that's a Monday, I'm leaving to go to my client conference in New Orleans. And I'll try to call in, but you might have to man the station and Suzanne can't go this time. So Suzanne will be here. Suzanne can handle the phone call. So just to give you a heads up on that, I've got to go to my client conference in New Orleans, and I'll be down there that whole week.
All right. Well, we can do that. We got you.
Okay. 10-4.
And I tell you one thing before we get to this whole scheduling thing. For anybody wants to possibly go to a race for free, and they'd like Dale Earnhardt Jr., Chicago Speedway has a really good deal going on right now. If you buy your ticket, go to chicagospeedway.com and enter in their code 17DALE500. And I'm not promoting anything. I'm just telling you what's going on. You go out to their website, buy your ticket for the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series in September. And if Dale Earnhardt Jr. wins his third Daytona 500, you will get a complete refund and get to go watch the Cup Series race for free in September at Chicago. But you got to buy your ticket before the Daytona 500 out there. That's not me doing the
Stephen, that is unheard of. I've never seen a track do that.
Right? You know, we always hear about, you know, everybody saying, hey, you know, ticket prices is so expensive and this, that, and the other. Well, you know, here's a racetrack trying to do something for the fans out there. So, you know, even if you don't like Dale Earnhardt, you could just go buy your ticket and cheer for him anyways. And if he wins his third Daytona 500, you get to go watch a race for free. So what do you got to lose?
Exactly. And I don't know why anyone would not like Dale Earnhardt, which, you know, they've not had the opportunity to actually talk to him like you and I have. But, I mean, he's a really cool guy. I mean, you know, Dale's down to earth. He hadn't forgot where he's come from. I've asked him questions in the media center here at Talladega Super Speedway. And, I mean, he's a real down-to-earth guy. And you don't see that much more in the sport, Steve.
No, you really don't. And for somebody that's as busy as he is, somebody that's you know, in demand as he is, he still really is very accessible and will stop and answer people's questions. So, I mean, it's fairly, you know, it's rare to see like somebody like that a lot of times.
Yeah, and you know, Stephen, public relations director here at Talladega Super Speedway, Russell Branham, he was the PR guy for Jeff Burton, and him and Dale Jr. is tight. They are really, really tight. Every time I went out there to a media thing, Russell's right there with him. I walk up there to him. I don't get in their way. I listen to what they got to talk about. I mean, Russell and Dale Jr. are really, really tight.
I mean, that's really cool because, like I said, you know, he's a guy that's, you know, always on the go somewhere, and it's to still see him do as much as he does. I mean, you just take a look back to last year. You know, when he's going through all of his, you know, getting back into the sport and all his recovery and all everything he had to do, he's been very, very open. You don't see that sometimes, not only in sports. You don't see it from athletes. You don't see it a lot of times. And the candor that we saw from him was very impressive at the same time, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And, Stephen, before we close out tonight, let me see if I can find my email. NASCAR announced, I think it was right after our show, they're gonna have a traveling medical team, Stephen. Am I correct? I'm trying to look for it here. They're gonna, which I'm pretty sure they're still gonna have local EMS and stuff. But NASCAR did announce this year that they're adding a traveling medical team, and the reason they announced it is they want whoever is gonna be on this traveling team to be correct me if I'm wrong, Stephen. They want to be familiar with the driver, any problems that he has. That way they know what to check or whatever. I'm not a doctor. I'm just a meteorologist. I work with meters here at Coosa Valley. But I'm still looking for it, Stephen. Would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I would have to go back and look at the actual email. So I'm going to do this off the top of my head. So basically what they paired up with I believe it was AMG or somebody like that. And what they do is that they have been around for quite some time. And what they'll do is they're going to travel with the series from track to track. As you alluded to, they will be more familiar. They'll have an on-premise doctor and EMTs. NASCAR will still continue to have their medical team, not only their advanced medical team, which is at the track prior to the weekends, but they are throughout the weekends. But, you know, they will carry their own team that will go from track to track throughout the series also. So this will be something to bolster, you know, the teams, the drivers, everybody that's involved in the series so that, it will be like, quote unquote, going to your local doctor and, you know, not having to each track or each, you know, each facility having to, you know, kind of do a quick rundown. So this is NASCAR making some changes for safety wise, for the drivers, for everybody involved out there that, you know, competes on a weekend.
And, Stephen, we could talk about stuff all night. But one last thing I want to bring up. The other day, International Speedway Corporation announced a new multi-year, multi-track digital media partnership with Integrity Sun Media, ISM. So basically what they're doing is the Sprint Vision, you know, which Sprint's out of the sport now. We've got Monster Energy. They're going to handle all of the big screen jumbotrons at all of the racetracks. I think ISC owns their owner operator of like 13, and they're a pioneer in the sports venue digital activation. and it's the world's largest 360-degree digital engagement venue network. I mean, that's going to be pretty cool, too. I'm going to wait and see how everything goes. I mean, you know, because here at Talladega, we've got, Suzanne can probably correct me, it's either one, two, or three of the big stationary steels. I know one of them's right in front of the media center. But, I mean, that's a big deal, too, that ISC announced the other day.
Yeah, I mean, so this company is based out of New Jersey, and this right now so far is only going to be with ISC. There hasn't been any announcement as to what will happen with SMI or some of the other tracks. So this is essentially taking place of the old Sprint Vision, which we will see that have traveled to the tracks. So I guess, you know, when we get to Atlanta, I guess we'll either have something similar to this, or it will be the system in place also. So it's an interesting system to see these. I would like to see what my question is kind of to this is, will they continue to operate as an independent party, or is because this sounds like this will be a totally different company now taking ownership of the traveling Sprint Vision, because beforehand this was taken care of by a company in North Carolina.
Yeah, Stephen, just like everything else, everything has moved really, really fast since Monster Energy come in. There's been so many changes. We're all trying to keep up with it. But, Stephen, just we'll go and get ready to jump off of here. But just to let everybody know, I want to send a big shout-out to John Thornton, IT guy there at Coosa Valley Electric, coming in doing an invocation while Reverend Joe had the night off. Thank you very much, JT. And a big shout-out to Kyle Rickey from MRN. You know, he was at a basketball game and took time out to come out and get where he could talk to us. Big shout-out to Kyle. I love Kyle to death, and I got a text Woody Kane that Kyle Rickey said he heard that he's going to pay his season ticket for Disney. But anyway, Stephen, next Tuesday night, we will be starting our what we have got with BK Racing. It's going to be the weekly BK Racing Report. Going to start every Tuesday night at 7:15 Eastern, 6:15 Central. I want to give a big shout out to Ron Devine and Delana Parker there. We're going to have drivers. We're going to have tire specialists, crew chiefs. They're coming aboard. It's going to be really great. And at 7:15 Eastern time next Tuesday, the 21st, we have Joey Gase. Joey Gase is signed with BK Racing for a limited deal. And after that, we have your guest, President of Mr. Chip Wild. So everybody tune in next week. Number will be to call in at 215-383-3681. And Stephen Wilson, I know where you at on social media and your website, bud.
Oh, you know, before we leave out of here, you know that there's racing coming back this weekend.
Oh, the TV times. Thank you. I've lost them. Have you got them? Wait a minute. I think I got it brought up. You got them? I got them if you don't. Have you got them?
Go for it.
Okay. Well, it's going to take me a minute because, I mean, we got all kind of stuff. This is MRN, Motor Racing Network. I'm not going to talk about where they have radio or TV time, but Friday the 17th, Cup Series, first practice for the class, all times Eastern, 5 p.m. to 5:55 p.m. RN has your radio, Fox Sports 1 has your TV covers. And then Cup Series, final practice for the class, 6:30 p.m. to 7:25 p.m., MRN has your radio, Fox Sports 1 has your TV. And then go over into Saturday on the 18th, the Cup Series, first practice, 11:30 a.m. to 3:25 p.m. MRN has your radio. Fox Sports 1 has your TV. And then the ARCA race on Saturday at 4 p.m. Fox Sports 1 has your TV. And then come down to the Cup Series Advanced Auto Parts Class at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. MRN has your radio. Fox Sports 1 has your TV. Steve, this is going to be a lot. I got to go all the way to this. Ugh. Let me catch my breath. All right, Sunday. Sunday, the Cup Series qualifying. 3 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to find out who's going to sit on the front row for the 59th running of the Daytona 500. 3 p.m. Eastern time, MRN has your radio and Fox has your TV. And that will take us up until next Tuesday, and then we can talk about the rest of it then. So there you go, listeners. 2017, Stephen and I, we're going to be really, really busy. So just check us out. Check us out on SpeedwayDigest.com and SpeedwayDigestRadioNetwork.com. We list all the archive shows. And Stephen, let everybody know we can follow you out on social media until next Tuesday.
You can follow me at Speedway Digest on Twitter, Facebook.com/SpeedwayDigest. As you said, SpeedwayDigest.com. Caleb Whistler will be at Daytona this weekend covering all the action. Brett Winningham, everybody over here, will be backing him up. We'll have live coverage, lap-to-lap coverage of the clash at Daytona, as well as poll and outside poll qualifying on Sunday on our Twitter pages, and set the field for next Thursday's duel at Daytona on Sunday. So a lot of stuff going on this weekend already. I'm already excited.
I am too, Stephen. I know it's for the drivers and for like Kyle Ricky and Woody Kane and Steve Post just a short time off, but I'm excited and glad it's back, Stephen. I'm ready to watch some Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series racing, boy.
Yeah, man. It's time to go.
Right. You got that right.
It's been almost 90 days. It's time to go.
You got that right, boy. Stephen, if you would, leave that up where you got me on live. I'm gonna finish out the show. Tell Anne-Marie and the boys we said hello. And talk at you next Tuesday, bud. And like I always say, from Dagan Nation until next Tuesday night, see ya.
body's a wonderland. Your body's a wonderland. Use my hand. Your body's a wonderland.
Spring, a time of boundless promise. The winds of change fill the air as hope blossoms boldly on the branch.
And NASCAR rumbles into town. Catch the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500, the Red Eye 250, and the Active Pest Control 200 at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Be here March 4th and 5th for the promise of a new season. Sunday tickets start at just $39, and all kids' tickets are just $10. Visit amsracetix.com.